take a shot at Anonymous. Anonymous, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, Anonymous. Your question for Jimmy.
Just hoping to ask if you could offer some advice about how a lay Catholic would discern, I guess maybe, quote-unquote, God's voice or the Holy Spirit or promptings from God versus his or her own thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to get your advice about that.
So I want to make sure I understand the kinds of promptings we're talking about. We're not talking about things like an audible voice or seeing a vision or anything like that. We're talking about little motions of thought that you have, like an impulse to do something one way or another. Like you, maybe there's a question you've been thinking about and maybe praying about, and you suddenly have an impulse, oh, I should do this in response to this. And you're trying to figure out, is that a little kind of nudge from God, or is it maybe just my imagination? Is that accurate? Is that the kind of thing we're talking about?
I guess on two levels, mostly yes. I'd say a lot of them are kind of nudgings or promptings, but I guess on a maybe a slightly higher level, but a smaller scale or smaller frequency, could God also use an audible voice to kind of direct your action or your choices, not in a puppeteer sense, but in a virtue sense.
Yeah. So the second question is actually the easier one to answer. Yes, God can use more direct, explicit forms of communication to guide us, including audible voices and visions and things like that. Those are what are referred to as private revelations. And the church has a set of criteria that it uses to discern those. In fact, in February, I'm going to have an episode of Mysterious World specifically about how the church evaluates private revelations like this. But those do tend to be less frequent than the little impulses that people have. When it comes to evaluating those impulses, you know, there's no single answer. I hear various people telling me that, well, God told me to do this. And they don't mean they heard an audible voice. They mean they had some kind of intuition
mm-hmm.
that they attribute to God, some impulse or intuition that I should do this.
Right.
And I can't say they're wrong. What I can say is I wouldn't attribute my own intuitions and impulses to God easily
mm-hmm.
because I know my own mind and I've got lots of stuff going on and yeah. most of it is coming from me
mm-hmm.
and some of it is even, we're all subject to temptation. Some of it is not good. It's coming from my own brokenness or it's coming from bad influences in the world. It may even come from demons on rare occasions, but I don't look under every rock to see a demon.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's just stuff that my subconscious is coming up with. It's like dreams.
Yeah.
Sometimes God can give you a prophetic dream. I've even had a prophetic dream once. But most of the time, dreams are meaningless. They're just cobbled together by our subconscious. And so I personally tend not to look to my impulses as divine communications. At least if I don't cross-check them with reason. God also gave me reason, and he gave me reason that functions much more reliably than emotional impulses. And so I want to, if I have an impulse to, oh, this is the answer to some dilemma I'm facing, I'll also think about it and apply reason to it and see, is my impulse in line with reason? Or is my impulse unreasonable? And you know, sometimes I'll find, oh, this is a reasonable impulse. I can act on that. It may or may not be from God directly, but it's reasonable. So I can act on it as opposed to, oh, no, that's not a reasonable impulse. I should not act on that. In which case I would say, I don't think it is from God or sound otherwise. So it's hard to say. Some people have a kind of theological narrative that they provide for, this is what my impulses are telling me, and that's what God is telling me. personally, I'm more hesitant to directly attribute impulses to God directly, especially if I haven't cross-checked them by are they reasonable or not.